وقال عز وجل. Brother, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, Surah Hujurat, ayat number 12. Inna ba'da zanni ithmun. That some of your guessing is a sin. You got the idea? People always assume something about somebody, brother. That assumption can be a sin because you are sometimes saying some things which are not correct. It can amount to lying things about somebody. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So we have two examples. One is from the sayings of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that how iyaka, iyakum, iyaki can be used. Ajib anil as'ilati latiyati, for you to do it. Will you be able to make an attempt and do it? Or have you done it? Inshallah you'll do it. What shall I say? You must do it. You must do it. If you, whenever you find time, and if you haven't done any of the previous one, when you read the lesson, you should try it. What will happen? It will make you strong. It will make you strong, inshallah. Now we come to the important discussion about fi'l lazim and fi'l mutaaddi. Yankathimu, what is this verb, brother? Yankathimu. Form 7. What is maadi? Inkasama. Form 7. To divide, to split, to separate, to partition. The fi'l is divided. There is the file of yankasimu al-fi'lu. That is your file. Bi'etibari, what is now, brother, this? Yetibar. Form 8. Yetabara, yatabiru. To consider, to regard. So what is the meaning of this sentence? يَنْكَسِمُ الْفِعَلُ بِإِعْتِبَارِ مَعْنَهُ إِلَىٰ مُتَعَدٍ وَلَازِمٍ. The fi'l is divided according to its meaning. Are you with me? With regards to its meaning, either it is lazim or it is mutaaddi. Either it is transitive or it is intransitive. According to its meaning, the fi'l is divided into these two groups. Okay. Fal mutaaddi. Mutaaddi. But look at the verb. Look at the verb. What is it? Mutaaddi. Mutaaddi. Form 5. Form 5. And what is mutaaddi? Ism 5. Now this also we must understand, brother. See, I feel like going deeper into the verbs. I enjoy going deeper into the verbs. And it gives you then deeper meaning, brother. Okay? Adda. What is adda? To transform. Okay? Make it into 5 form from adda. Ta'adda. Adda, form 2. Make it into form 5. How will you make it? Ta'adda. What is the meaning of ta'adda? To be transitive. To be transitive. To become transitive. The adda, what will be the mudariya? Yata adda. Yata adda. Remember, form 5, everything fata fata fata. Make it now ism file. Muta Adhen. Only in form 5 and form 6, you give a kasra when you make it into ism 5. Otherwise, there are no kasras there. So Mutaaddin, or if you put alif lam, Mutaaddi. Are you with me? Mutaaddi. Okay. So when you say al-mutaaddi means transitive. It is transitive. Now it is the explanation of the what is the transitive verb. What is ma here? Al-lazi. It's not ma nafi, but it is ma al-lazi. Are you with me? You write it down, brother. Otherwise, you may get confused. فَالْمُتَعَدِّي سُو مُتَعَدِّي الَّذِي تَجَاوَزَ. What kind of a verb is this? Form 6. تَجَاوَزَ. Form 6. What is the meaning of تَجَاوَزَ? To extend beyond. To pass beyond. But write down extend beyond. Got the idea? تَجَاوَزَ is form 6. To extend beyond. Hadathuhu. What is the meaning of hadathu? Effect. Effect. Not defect. Effect. Asar we say, you know. So the transitive verb is the one whose effect extends beyond the fa'il. And it goes to the maf'ulun bihi. You understand, inshallah? Okay. See, the fa'il is maf'ulun bihi here, in this particular case, because hadathu is your fa'il. The effect of it extends beyond the fa'il to maf'ulun bihi. Means the effect of it extends beyond the subject and it goes to the object. Fine. That's it, brother. And I say in my very simple explanation, brothers and sisters, that whenever there is a verb, fa'il is there. But sometimes the action, which is the verb, and the fa'il is the doer of the action, and then the action is received by somebody. Are you with me? There is a doer of action and receiver of action. Now this is my very simple way of, sometimes I explain like this, you know. But if it helps you, alhamdulillah, you know. So, I ate an apple. So what is the action? Eating. Who is the doer of action? I. Who received the action of eating? Apple. You got the idea? Inshallah. Very good. Bana Ibrahimu. Brother, alayhi salam, put it in the bracket because this is a parenthetical sentence, you know. Al-Kabata. So the action of building, bana is to build, Who was the doer of the action? Ibrahim. And who received the action? Kaaba. Or you can say the effect of bana extended beyond the fa'il and went into maf'ulun bihi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Wa huwa yahtaju ila fa'il. Yaf'aluhu. It needs a fa'il. The action needs the fa'il to do the action. وَوَفُولٌ بِهِ يَكَعُ عَلَيْهِ. What is يَكَعُ? What is the verb in the Mahdi? وَقَعَ. وَقَعَ means to fall, and وَقَعَ also means to happen. In this case, it will be happened. That it happens on it, which is مَفُولٌ بِهِ. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. وَعَلَامَتُهُ And the, what is the sign of it? أَنْ يَكْبَلَ It accepts. هَاءَ Remember? هَاءَ دَمِيرِ The pronoun هَا Okay? أَلَّتِي تَعُودُ إِلَى مَفُولٌ بِهِ Which then returns to the مَفُولٌ بِهِ Now this sentence, brothers and sisters, وَعَلَامَتُهُ أَنْ يَكْبَلَ Bala ha damiri allati taudu ala mafulun bihi is explained in this way, brother. Kara'at talibud darsa. Kara'a, he read. Read what? Darsa. Fine. Wa fahimahu. Now you see, fahima accepted the damir. Who? Where does it return to? It returns to darsa, which is mafulun bihi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So Fahima got a damir ha attached to it. It accepted it. And that who returned to the mafulun bihi darsa. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Ra'aitu hasharatan thama. I saw a poisonous insect. Okay, brothers and sisters? And what did I do? Asharatan is insect. Bagh. What did I do? Fa kataltu ha. Where does this ha return to? Asharatan. Huh? Are you with me, brother and sister? Which was mafulun bihi. That is another sign of a fi'l being mutaaddi, transitive. That it will accept the damir ha. But then you cannot have jalasa with damir ha or zahaba, because those are intransitive. Okay, next one, brother and sister. Wallazimu, and intransitive. Ma la. Huh? What is ma again here? Allazi. Huh? Allazi. Ma la yata'adda asruhu fa'ilahu. The asar of it. No, before it was hadathu, now it is asaruhu. Huh? It does not extend beyond the fa'il. That's all. I told you, brother, ta'adda, to extend beyond. So the asar of it, the effect of it, does not extend beyond the fa'il. Kharaja tullabu. Students went, fine, brother. The fi'il and fa'il are happy. They can live happily ever after. Okay. وَفَرِيَ الْمُدَرِّسُ The teacher became happy. Good. When the teacher becomes happy, everybody is happy in the class. لَا يَهْتَاجُ الْفِعْلُ The fi'l does not need الْفِعْلُ اللَّازِمُ This is your naat. إِلَى مَفُولٌ بِهِ Brother, I forgot to ask you. يَهْتَاجُ What is the verb? Form 8. Ihtaja, yahtaju. Ihtaja, yahtaju. In this particular verb, the conjugation is a little tricky, brother. Ih. Ta. This is your madi. What is your madi? Madi is ihtaja. And what will be the mudariya? Yah. Ta. You have to understand this. In this form 8, this kind of a verb, and we will come across several of them, ihtaja, yahtaju. Ikhtara, remember? If you remember, ikhtara, what will be mudariya? Yakhtaru. Yakhtaru. Okay? Ihtaj, ihtaj, and a very common word in Urdu, mahtaj, is from this, okay? Okay, brothers and sisters? Necessary. Now remember, ihtaj will always have harf char after it. And what will be that harf char? Ela, write it down, brother. Ihtaj will always, always have harf jar. Okay? Ela. Says the Sumayya, whenever you will use the verb ihtaj, you will have to use the ela after it. Huh? Okay? Does it come in this sentence? La yahtajul fi'lul lazimu ila al maf'ul bihi. Very good. Now this is the most important thing that you'll have to understand, inshallah, and highlight it. Huh? Very important thing that we are understanding now. Huh? Highlight it. Huh? What is it, brother? Kad yata'adda kal yata'adda al-fi'lu lazimu. The intransitive verb becomes kad means, brother, maybe. See, kad has come up before fi'l mudariya. When the kad comes before fi'l mudariya, then it is not harfu tahqiq. When shayad, when kad comes after fi'l madi, sister Maimuna, then it is harfu tahqiq, certainty. When it comes, kad comes before mudariya, then it is maybe. Maybe. It means sometimes. Okay? The fi'l, which is intransitive, can become transitive. Bi vasitati. What is the meaning of vasitati? Vasitatun means by means of. Are you with me? By means of harfjar. So this is what you will highlight and try to understand, brother. Kad yata addal fi'lul lazimu bi vasitati harfijarin. By means of harfjar. Now look at this example, brother. What is the example? First example, gadibal mudarisu. What is the translation? The teacher became angry. He must have got angry on somebody. So Allah has to come. Ghadaba Allah. Are you with me? Alad talibil kaslani. So brother, is gadiba transitive or intransitive? Transitive. Bi vasitati harfchar. Are you with me, sister Madina? Next example, brother. Now, zahabtu ilal mustashfa. I went to the mustashfa. Now, if you use zahabtu with harf jar b, then the meaning changes. That you took someone to the hospital. Are you with me? So, here is zahabtu bil marid. Means you took a patient to the hospital. Now, here zahaba became transitive. Bivasitati harfjar. Brothers and sisters, ila is also harfjar. But then ila does not make zahaba transitive. But only b will make it transitive. Fine, brother and sister. Nazartu. I looked. Looked at what? Ilal jabali. So, brother, is it transitive? Yes. How did it become transitive? Bivasitati harfjar. See, when you say, I looked, the meaning is not complete. Where did you look? What did you look? Then you have to say, ila. Very good. Now, this is a beautiful hadith. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa man raghiba an sunnati. I have explained to you, brother. Raghiba fi means you like something. Raghiba an means you dislike something. So, what is the meaning of this? Okay, this is Jumla Shartiya, brother. What is man? Ismu Shart Tajzimu Fialaini. Where is the Fialu Shart? Ragiba Fialun Madin Mabniun ala Fata Fi Mahalli Jasmin Fialu Shart. Very good, brothers and sisters. An Sunnati. So, whosoever dislikes my ways, okay. Ansunnati. How many words are there? An is harf jar. Sunnati is ism majrur. Wahuwa mudaf. And ya mutakallim mudaf ilayhi. Falaysa minni. Oh, brother, what is this? Falaysa minni. Okay, but how will you say alfa'u waqiyatun fi jawab ishat? Fine. Laysa fi'lun madin jamidun. Jamid, okay. Where is the ismu laysa? Mustatir. Takdiruhu huwa. And what is minni? Jar majrur. Shibu jumla. Khabar laysa. Now you will define it. What will you say? Al jumlatu fi'liyatu fi mahalli jazmin jawabu shart. Alhamdulillah. You got it, huh? Inshallah. We will keep on practicing. And even when we study Quran, we will practice it. And you will become, what shall I say? Experts. Inshallah. You will become experts, inshallah. Falaysa minni means he is not from me. Ya mutakallim. He is not from me. Uridu an attaliya ala manhaj madrasatika. What is the translation? I want to be acquainted, or I want to know the curriculum of your school. Okay? So, ittala'a. What form is this? It is form 8. Alhamdulillah, you got it. Ittala'a is to get acquainted, to know, to become aware of it. So, here, brothers and sisters, always, always, ittala ala. I would ask you to even highlight harf jar, or underline it, or put it into circle, to remind you that this harf jar has to be used after the verb. Whenever you see a transitive verb becoming, or has become transitive, Bivasitati harfchar, you must make note of that harfchar. Inshallah. Okay. What's the next one, brothers and sisters? La arghabu. Raghiba yarghabu. Fi, to be interested, to like something. La arghabu fissafri. What does it mean? I don't like to travel. What is the meaning of it? I don't like traveling. Because la came. If you say argabu fis safari means I like traveling. I like traveling. Haza lusbu. Haza is your zarf. Naiban zarf. And what is usbu? Badal. After haza. Okay? It came after Haratha. So, la arghabu, I don't like. Because arghabu is followed by fi, which means I like. But when you put la, I don't like traveling this week. Or in English, we'll say, I don't like to travel this week. Wa yusamma. What is yusamma? Majhul. Samma yusammi. Now, summiya yusamma. Yusamma maf'ulu mithli hadhal fi'l. Brother, what is maf'ulu? Naif fa'il. Wa huwa mudaf and mithli mudaf ilayhi. And wa huwa mudaf and hadha mudaf ilayhi. And what is fi'li? Badal. Badal hazakim. What is it called? Yusamma means it is called. What is it called? Gaira sarihin. What is brother sarihun? Explicit. Straightforward. And this is not explicit. Inexplicit. It is not straightforward. This mafulun bihi is not direct. What do you call it in English? Indirect mafulun bihi. What do you call it? Indirect mafulun bihi. Okay. Now look at it. This is the line you got to highlight. This is the gist. This is the cream. Huwa majrurun lafzan. Bi harfi jar. Huwa majrurun lafzan. What is the meaning of lafzan? In pronunciation only. Bi harfi jar. Mansubun mahlan. In its real places, mansub. Ala annahu, because. Ala annahu means because. Mafulun bihi ghayru sarihin. Ghayru sarihin means indirect, not explicit, not straightforward. This line has to be highlighted, underlined, and understood well, inshallah. Mayyiz, specify. Mayyiz al-lazima min al-muta'addi fima yali. In what follows, specify. This is a very beautiful exercise. I want you to score 100% out of this. Okay? Sister Hafsa. Yashrahu al-mudarrisu darsa marratayn. First translation. The mudarris explains the dars twice. Fine, brother and sister. Where is the verb? Yashrahu. Is it lazim or mutaaddi? Mutaaddi. Where is the mafulun bihi? Adarsa. Clear cut. Sister Abir. Dahikat tullabu. Translation. Dahikat tullabu. What is tullabu? Students. Fine. Translation. The students laughed. What is it? Dahika tullabu. The students laughed. Is dahika transitive or intransitive? Lazim or mutaaddi? Lazim. Not transitive. Intransitive. It is intransitive. So what will you say in Arabic? Lazim. It does not need mafhum. The students laughed. Fine. They laughed, you know. Okay. Sister Sukhaina. Raja Abi Al-Bariha. It's lazim. Raja is always lazim. Sister Naima. Hafiztu. Hafiztu al-Qur'an. Wa ana saghirun. Translation. I memorized the Qur'an when I was young. Now this is vowel hal. While I was young. This is vowel hal and jumla haliya. Fine. Hafiztu. Where is the file? Tu. Is this verb lazim or mutaaddi? Why? Do you have a mafulun bihi? Yes, we have a mafulun. Where is it? Al-Quran. Got the idea, brother and sisters? Brother Hassan? Brother Muhammad? Brother Haider Ali? You got it, inshallah? Okay, fine, brother. Sister Sumayya, ijlis huna. Lazim. This is lazim. We know that it is. Jalasa is lazim. Okay. Sister Aisha. Mutaaddi. See, fataha is mutaaddi. Iftah al-baba. Okay, next one. Wa aghlikin nawafiza. Is it lazim mutaaddi? Mutaaddi, mashallah. See, now you can see it and feel it. But form 2 and 4, most of them will always be mutaaddi. Okay, Sister Maimuna. Amara Allahu Ta'ala Ibrahima. Mutaaddi, Amara is mutaaddi. Very good. Alayhi salam bi zabhi ibnihi. Ismaila. What is Ismaila? Ji? Badal. What is it? Badal for ibni. Got the idea? Are you with me? Ismail here is the badal for ibni. Alayhi salam. Okay, Sister Nasreen, you got a very easy one. Nama Tiflu. It is large, huh? Okay. Sister Manas, Kumtu Mutakhiran. So Kumtu Min. It's a Mutaddi. Bivasitati Harfchar. Nusrat. Very nice verb. Nabudullaha. Wala nushriku bihi shay'an. So what is nabudu? Mutadin. Nabudu, where is the mafulun bihi? Allaha. Allaha. Very good. And nushriku. What form is this? Form 4. Ashraka yushriku. So what is the meaning of it? We worship Allah and we do not associate with Him anything. Wala nushriku bihi shay'an. Another mafulun bihi. So both of them are mutaaddi. Sister Madina. Lam aqul shay'an. Mutaaddi. Okay. Sister Rahima. Taibal ummalu. Lazim. The workers became tired. Sister Gulshan. Rahabtu bidduyu. First tell me the translation. Rahabtu. Rahaba is to welcome. What is it? To welcome, to greet. So I greeted. Greeted whom? Duyu. So this is mutaaddi bivasitati harfichar. Got the idea? Okay. Bidduyuf. What will you say? Bidduyuf majrurun lafzan. Wa mansubun mahalan. Inshallah. You'll say like that. Very good. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Next verb is important verb. What is the verb? Yasirul fialu. What is the madi? Sara. No, brother. Sara, yasiru. Sara is the sister of Kana. What is the meaning of Sara? To become. To become. Sara, yasiru is the sister of Kana. Sara is to become. Very important verb, brother. Yasiru fialu lazim mutaddiyan. Important thing to highlight and underline. Yasiru al-fi'lu al-lazimu mutaaddiyan. Translation, brother. The fi'l lazim becomes mutaaddi. The intransitive verb becomes transitive. Okay, brother. Yasiru is fi'lun mudari'un naqisun. Okay, where is the ism of yasiru? Al-fi'lu. And what is lazimu? Naq. Oh, where is the khabar of yasiru? Mutaaddiyan. Do you see mansub? Mutaaddiyan. Very good. Bi naklihi. By shifting it. What is the meaning of nakal? To shift something. Or transform something. Or even transport. But we say shift. Okay. Ila babai. What is babai? Babai. Jiyohan. Okay, where is the noon? Why? Because it is coming as a mudaf. Remove everything. So will you say ila babaini? What will you say? Ila babaini. Now bring everything back. Then you have to drop the noon. See, ila harfchar, babai. Ism majrur wa alamatu jarrihi al yaw li annahu musanna wa huwa mudaf and af'al mudaf ilayhi and fa'ala kama yattadihu min al amsilati al atiyati as it is made very clear from the following example. Okay, brother, kama yattadihu. What is this, brother? Form 8. Brother, now we got to make some rules, you know. You make a mistake, one dozen samosas. Okay? Yattadihu ittadaha. What is the root? Vadaha. Vadaha. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Your answers delight me, make me very happy, alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you all and all of us, inshallah. May Allah bless us all with more knowledge, inshallah. See, now there are two sentences. In one sentence, you have a fi'l sulasi mujarrad, which is intransitive, and in the other, it is transitive. Okay, one is lazim and other becomes mutaaddi. And if the fi'l sulasi is already mutaaddi, then it becomes double mutaaddi, double transitive. Watch for it, brothers and sisters. Kharaja hamidun min al fasli. Now, this whole exercise is of extreme importance. And later on, there's another exercise in which you will be using or making your own sentences, one with lazim verb and changing the same into form 2 or 4 and making your sentence with transitive mutaaddi verbs, inshallah. So what is kharaja hamidun? This is jumla fi'l, yeah? But the verb is lazim. Hamidun is the fi'l, min al-fasli. Now change that kharaja into form 4 and it becomes akhraja. Now, brother, this is in Quran, it comes all the time. Akhraja al-mudarrisu hamidan min al-fasli. So hamidan became mafulun bihi. Nazal al-jarihu min sayaratil is'afi. What is is'af? Ambulance. Sayaratul is'af means ambulance. The wounded person got down from the ambulance. Are you with me, brother? Now, he is too sick to get out, or he's too wounded to get out by himself. So what happens? Anzalal mumarriduna. What is mumarriduna? Male nurses. Mumarriduna. Male nurses. Anzalal mumarriduna al-chariha. Are you with me? Anzalal mumarriduna al-chariha. Min sayaratil is'afi. Translation, brother? Nurses brought the wounded person down. Jalasat talibul jadidu amamal mudarrisi. Translation, brother? The new student sat in front of the teacher. Are you with me? Brother Hassan, you translate the next one. Ajlasa. Ajlasa al-mudarrisu talib al-jadida amamahu. The new student. MashaAllah. The teacher made the new student sit in front of him. Got the idea, brother? So in the first form, jalasa is intransitive. Then ajlasa, it became transitive. Kharaja, intransitive. Akhraja, transitive. Nazala, intransitive. Anzala, transitive. Very good, brother. Now, we are doing form 2. Nazalat teflu minat ta'ira. Translation, brother Muhammad, translate this, brother. Plane. Oh, yeah, you got it, brother. Now you translate the other one. Nazaltu tifla. No, I brought down the child. Are you with me? Nazaltu means I. Brought the child down from the airplane. Very good, brother. Now, brother Haider Ali. Naam al maridu. What will you say? Naam al maridu. The sick person went to sleep. Went to sleep. Are you with me? Fine. Now, nawwama. See, nama became nawwama. Nawwamad dawa'u al marida. The medicine put the sick person to sleep. Are you with me? Somebody made the sick person to go to sleep. So what was that? Nawamad dawa'u. The medicine put the sick person to sleep. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Another nice sentence. These are such beautiful sentences. I wish if you had time, you will even write them down on your own to practice it or to say it a few times. Najah. What is the meaning of Najah? What kind of verb is this? Naqis. What is the root of Najah? Najava. This is a Naqis al-Wabi. Naja mudariya yanju da'a yada'u. Fine. What is the meaning of naja? To escape. To escape or to become safe. Or to be safe. Okay, brother and sister. Rukkabu. What is rukkabu? Passengers. This is plural. What is singular? Rakibun. Okay. Rukkabu sayarati. The passenger of the car became safe, or they were safe. Which is the car? Allati inqalabat, which overturned. Are you with me? The car which overturned, but the passengers were safe. They were secure, unharmed. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Now you transfer this verb into form 2. Naja will become Najja. Kevas mudariya. No, mudariya. Najja. Yunajji. Najja. Yunajji. Najja means somebody made somebody safe. Someone made somebody safe. Okay, fine. Najja, what will be Allah? Fine. Najallahu. Najallahu. Allah made safe. Okay. Whom? Passenger. So see, rukabah. Mafulun bihi. Rukabah sayarati. Allah saved the passengers of the car which overturned. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Okay. So, in the first sentence, Naja was lazim. And you brought it into form 2. Najja, yunajji, it became mutaaddi. Very important sentence to ponder over and think over, brothers and sisters, inshallah. Now, this is another nice thing. You got to highlight it, brothers and sisters. You got to highlight this. We will finish this and inshallah take a break, brothers and sisters. Idha nukila. What is nukila? Shift. Transform. Shift. Transport. Is it madi? It's madi, but it's majhul. Madi, but it's majhul. Where is the naif fa'il? Al-fi'il. So, idha means brother, if or when. Nukila means, there is another word for nukila, hawwala. What is it? Hawwala. Hawwala also means to change. Okay. So how will you say idha? Huvvila. What will you say? Huvvila. It is change. I want you to, okay, hawwala, that you will, huvvila. What is the meaning of huvvila? look healer. Are you with me, brother and sister? Look healer.